99.5 KKLA. This is KKLA Presents with Frank Sontag. With me here is Tom Maglia. For over 34 years, Tom has been working closely with individuals, families, business owners, corporations, and nonprofit organizations, helping to determine the best strategies for their financial situations. Maglia Financial Consulting is the love of his life. Tom Maglia, welcome to KKLA Presents with Frank Sontag.
Thank you. How are you, Frank?
I'm well, Tom. It's good to see you.
You too.
Now, finances and money. This is an area that I just think a few of us can relate to.
Okay.
Talk a bit about how you have been successful for 34 years sharing your information about the way in which we are to look at our finances.
Basically, my way of looking at it is God's way, through the Bible. The Bible's the authority. I like to use what God says in the Bible, 2,132 scriptures on finances, and help people apply them, Frank, to their normal life, using God's authority as the final decision for what they do and why they do it, and make changes and hopefully reach financial objectives and goals, like retirement. A lot of people say, I want to retire someday, but most people don't know specifically when. They don't know how to retire someday or have a plan to retire. It's just kind of a wish. It's kind of a hope. You know, there's an old rock song I hear on K-Earth 101 when I'm not listening to your show, Frank.
Thank you.
And I've got the K-Earth 101 going. That, you know that old song, Wishing and a Hoping?
Sure.
I won't sing it because I'm not crazy. You know, I wouldn't dare do that because I can't sing. But there's a song called Wishing and a Hoping. And that's what a lot of people do with their finances. They're hoping, they're wishing, they're crossing their fingers, thinking, well, I really want to quit someday. I don't have the health, or maybe my job won't last at this point in time, or I'll get replaced by something younger or by tech. What are they going to do? And so a lot of people have a goal, maybe it's kind of out there, but they don't know much about how to get there and when that will happen, what to do. So they're just playing it by ear and winging it. You can't wing financial goals. The Bible doesn't say to do that. The Bible says, count the cost before you build the tower. And in Proverbs 22:3, it says the wise man plans or sees trouble ahead and takes plans to accomplish what that person needs to accomplish to not fall into destruction. So it's important that we think about the way God thinks. But why do we retire, for example, if that's a financial goal? To serve God better, to serve God more full time, to do things of the Lord. There's a big harvest out there. There needs to be people out there doing God's work. You know, the old should help the young, for example, with relationships, with learning about godly things, lay pastors, the old folks like myself getting older.
So in all of the years that you have been doing this work, what is one of the primary reasons why people do not plan for their financial future?
Well, the most important reason I can think of is they just think it's going to happen. Kind of like I'll get an A on the exam when the final comes in 3 months, but I don't really have to study that hard. I'll do most of the studying at the end of the course, yeah. Kind of cram the night before the test. And most people don't plan. They just think, well, I'll do it tomorrow or it'll get there. I don't have to worry about it. For example, when people are 30 or 40, they don't envision being 60 or 70.
It's true.
They're thinking, I won't get to that point. Jesus will come back, the second coming, so it won't matter anyway. Or I may not even be around at the time. So why even think about it? It's just too far out there. Or their kids being 1 and 2 years old, college doesn't come for, 15 or 16 years for that child when they're 1 or 2. So people think, oh, that won't happen now. They're little. Look at them. They can't even walk. They're just little kids. So people a lot of times do the manana thing. They put it off and someday that time comes and then it gets harder and harder to realize their goal.
So other people may resonate to that, and yet there are maybe some listeners right now to this program that say, that's not me. I really want to do something now, but we're barely making ends meet.
Well, that's why they need coaching, though. They need coaching. They need a counselor. The Bible says all over Proverbs to seek wise counsel, and there's safety in a multitude of counselors. There's ways people can make money work for them. They need to be giving to their church. They need to be saving. They need to be planning. But to do that, they need to sit down and get some counsel. Nobody goes in for surgery without getting counsel in advance. You've got to have a doctor for medical reasons or a financial advisor for major financial decisions. You can't just wing it or listen to your neighbor or Uncle David. He's doing this. He bought a hot stock. Didn't work out. Got a tip.
No quick fix necessarily is what you're saying.
They don't work. That verse 2 comes from Proverbs. A lot of people try to make up for mistakes, Frank, with the big hit, the lottery, the big stock, the stock option on a certain company, gold, that kind of thing. A lot of people try to make up for many, many years of mistakes with a quick fix. That is a major financial mistake. If that fix, so-called fix, doesn't happen, then what's going to happen?
Tom Meglia is here on KKLA Presents with Frank Sontag. He's with Meglia Financial Consulting. So, Tom, if someone would like to become more involved with you and your expertise, obviously I'll give out that information. Can you talk about maybe strategies and planning for, again, people that are listening right now, maybe some things they can do in the interim before maybe they do reach out to you?
Absolutely. They need to take inventory of where they're spending, whatever income that's coming in, where it's going. And most people do not like the word budget, but it's important. It's important to an individual. It's important to a business, a charity, a nonprofit group, a church. Everyone and everything should be on some form of a budget. They need to know where money comes from, what's coming in, and where it's going out and why. We do a thing called debt scene investigation, DSI, and we try to help people learn where they got into trouble or if they did get into trouble, why. Why are they spending where they're spending? That's important because a lot of times people are like, well, it's just going to happen. I need this. I want that. But you need to get down to the nitty gritty and find out, are you saving? Are you spending? And where is your money going? And how come? Why is it going where it's going? And if you're doing that, how are you going to be able to save for your goals? College funding for kids, retirement, lowering taxes, making smart investments. How is that going to happen if you don't know where your money is even going? And you can't do that if you don't track your spending.
Now, you've been doing this for 34 years.
Yes.
Obviously, it's an area that you love.
Yes.
Talk about maybe a success story that comes to mind of someone that came in your doors and said, Tom, I need a lot of help. Can you direct me? Can you guide me in an area by which I want to build some sense of financial stability?
Absolutely. In fact, I just met someone recently in the city of Alhambra, and my city where I was born in 57 years ago, he put most of his money into baseball cards, like rare baseball cards and collectibles, that kind of thing, thinking, well, baseball cards are a great investment because they're a collectible. They gain value over time, being more rare as the years go by. Unfortunately, he sunk most of his net worth into that, and he borrowed money off his credit cards to do it, and now he has high interest to pay off those credit cards. And what's really interesting is that when I explained the lack of diversification to him and all his net worth basically is going into one kind of investment, that breaks the Bible verse to diversify, number one. So that's a sin. Number two, you're betting that everything that you're thinking in your financial mind, that part of your mind, is going to work based on investing only in rare collectible baseball cards. And frankly, he admitted some of those cards were not of value like he thought they were because other people had the same card. And then they're autographed, were they autographed, were they not autographed, and so on. So by not diversifying, that's a huge mistake people make in their investment planning. I taught him about diversification and why that's important and why he needs to get out of debt. The interest he's paying on those credit cards, Frank, thousands of dollars per year in wasted money that you cannot write off.
Tom, there are people listening right now to the sound of your voice and say, yes, I want to do this. Yes, my life may be financially in a great challenge, if you will, but it's just, maybe it's shameful to come in and say, boy, I've really made a mess of things.
Well, that's not the message of grace, though. The message of grace from the Bible is Jesus knows and says to us that he forgives us. We're all under grace. We're all sinners. No one does everything perfectly. We need to say, okay, I made a mistake here. What do I need to do to correct it? Be a better steward for God's resources? It all belongs to God anyway. So that's the message of grace, mercy, and forgiveness. So that wouldn't be the Christian's response, because we know the world might think that, the guilt trip. We don't put people on guilt trips, Frank. We try to make suggestions and corrections and coach people. I met a guy the other day that said, I became retired 2 years ago, Tom, but now I'm working at Trader Joe's because I couldn't stay retired. It's one thing to get to retirement. It's another to stay retired. Anyone can say, I'm retiring tomorrow. That doesn't mean you can stay retired. Because if you don't have a good feel for how much income you're taking out of your accounts, your retirement portfolios, you may take out too much and outlive your retirement account. Now you're older and you're living longer than what amount of money you have in the well, because you took too much water out each year. So you outlived the amount of retirement assets. Now you have to go back to work or live with your kids or go back to government assistance. So it's, remember this, Frank, and listeners, it's one thing to say I'm retired. It's another to stay retired.
You hear the sound and the conviction in Tom's voice. If you would like to call Tom, reach out to him, set up a consultation, you can do so very easily. 800-386-3700. 800-386-3700. If you just want to go online and look at Megalia Financial Consulting, the website is theeconomyofgod.com. Theeconomyofgod.com. Tom Megalia, thank you for being on KKLA Presents with Frank Sontag. It's good to see you, my brother.
It's good to you. Good to see you too, Frank. And there's always things that can be improved. No matter what situation someone's in, things can improve. Good coaching will help steer people in the right way, and I hope I can do that.
This is Frank Sontag, and you've been listening to KKLA Presents here on 99.5 KKLA.